I know you've got a new album that came out just a few days ago called Off the Ground. Are there any musical ideas, lyrical themes, anything like that in this project that might be a little different for you or you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, I think I just kind of dug into a few different genres and made a couple of these tunes super funky. And a couple of them are one in particular, Love a Girl. I just kind of dug in and made it a bit bluesier and showed some of my, you know, blues jazz kind of roots. So this EP was kind of to give people a taste of all the different sides of who I am musically. And I'm really excited to do them live because most of these songs I wrote specifically thinking about how they would translate live. So I'm excited to do that.
I know you've got a lot of different influences and interest in a variety of genres. Does that ever almost become a somewhat of a hindrance when you're deciding what to write or play in that you have so many interests that it's almost difficult to know what niche to kind of groove into, or is it just good to have a variety of different things to draw on?
Well, yeah, I do think that it's important to keep up my chops in all different directions. And for me, I just think that no artist should feel they have to hinder their creativity in order to fit a certain mold. And I like to believe that my voice connects a lot of these pieces together in my music. And I also do like co-produce majority of it as well as co-write everything. So I do think that it doesn't really matter to me. I think as long as the heart's in it and my voice obviously can connect some of those dots, then I like to just show a lot of different musicality.
Mm-hmm. You'll be at Galesburg's Orpheum Theater next Tuesday, September 13th, kind of swinging through the Midwest. And the Orpheum's a historic vaudeville theater. They've hosted the Marx Brothers and Houdini a long time ago. Do you think, as you kind of reflect on all the places you've been, do you have a favorite venue that comes to mind or a place you perform that's been particularly special?
I like, you know, clubs, rock clubs that I've played over time, and I love the energy that's exchanged. But then a place that's like in my backyard of Wheeling, Illinois, to the Troubadour at L.A. to Radio City in New York. It's just like every venue has its flair, you know. And I really do enjoy a lot of the old timey theaters, and I think I'll be doing more of those this run. So I'm really excited to not only just get to be in that kind of environment, but also just try to soak up the energy of what's already been in those walls and those beautiful theaters. So I'm very excited for that.
As you mentioned, an Illinois native and somebody that's performed all over, are there any characteristics of Midwestern audiences or Illinois audiences? I try to advocate for the Midwest as much as I can because sometimes I think we kind of get looked over for the coast and the South, and people think we lack some kind of distinctive flavor. But do you notice any particular traits among Midwestern audiences?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I really pushed to make this tour happen and had a really rather quick turnaround as well. So I wanted to do this because the Midwest has always been so supportive. I feel like when they connect with an artist like myself, then they're just like in it with you for the long haul. And I feel like that goes to show you that we're just very dedicated, loyal, and individuals. And I also feel like it's just genuine across the board. People are just very genuine, down to earth. We got a bit of an edge, but like a cool edge, I would say, but it's just because everybody's so real, and I would much rather live in that kind of environment. I really am happy that I grew up in a place that was so grounded and real like that, you know?
Yeah. And I know you've also done some acting, and I wanted to ask you about your role in the animated Netflix show F is for Family. As far as I can tell, you're essentially playing the child version of Bill Burr. And so I wondered, how do you approach something like that? Are you trying to in some way mimic or get into Bill Burr's headspace, or how did that go?
Yeah, that is totally correct. I'm the mini Bill Burr. It's it's insane. I mean, I grew up really loving movies like The Sandlot and Stand By Me. So those kind of classics have definitely just rubbed off onto me and my personality in interesting ways. So I felt like as soon as I was able to just start channeling this kind of, you know, animated between nine and 11 year old boy, who gets to like shout and have outbursts like Bill Burr would. Mm-hmm. I was already a big fan of Bill Burr. So yeah, putting all of those kinds of pieces together between the young boys from those old timey movies to Bill Burr and his stand up. I just got to, you know, they call it in voiceover world, like wild takes. It was really fun to basically just have the floor to just go off and do whatever interpretation I felt was necessary in that moment. And they let me really be free. And it was just like hard to call it a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. And you've just, from the little that I'm aware, you've worked with a lot of cool people. I mean, besides Bill Burr, Jeff Goldblum, of course, the American Idol crew. Is there anyone either in music or acting or anything like that that would be a dream for you to work with?
Sure. I'm such a huge fan of 60s, 70s rock, and that's just what I grew up with my parents playing and their band, and it's just definitely a love of mine. So if I was able to perform in some capacity with, you know, the Stones, like Gimme Shelter, or some backgrounds with Roger Waters, Dark Side of the Moon, or Paul McCartney, that would be, you know, one of the that's basically at the top of my dream goal list for sure.
Yeah, I could see that. I wanted to ask you this. We're about the same age, and I feel like I'm quite often tired, and I know touring's pretty hard on the body. So do you have any tips for how to stay healthy and how you stay rested during a tour?
Yeah, I am bringing a yoga mat with me this time around, which I've never done.
Mm.
You know, in the past, I've definitely just lived off of wings and had a little whiskey, and I was just fine somehow. But I think after taking a hiatus of 3 years because of the pandemic and all that jazz, I definitely want to take care of my body, my mind, and my spirit. So I'm just going to do whatever I can, even if it is just doing light yoga, exercising, and taking my vitamins. You know, that's going to be something that I'll strive to do more than I ever did before.
And one last thing, what, you know, like we've talked about, you've got a pretty wide array of creative interest and a broad span of musical genres that you're into. Are there any pursuits or projects that you would like to do in the future that maybe would surprise us?
Yeah, sure. I'm kind of always thinking three steps ahead of what I'd like to do in the near future. I do perform a lot with big bands, but I'd like to do my own project with that kind of big band orchestra sound. And whether it's a jazz record or, you know, just something that lives in that kind of, orchestral space, I'm very much a fan of that. So I'd like to put out a full record like that sometime.
Excellent.